Matteo Bocelli brings a new generation of Italian music to McAllen. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas. Matteo Bocelli, the internationally recognized Italian singer and songwriter who is carving his own path while carrying one of the most celebrated names in music, will perform at the McAllen Performing Arts Center on December 19 as part of a special holiday concert announced during the City of McAllen's Fall for the Arts presentation. Elvira Alonso, assistant city manager for the City of McAllen, revealed Bocelli's appearance during the event, describing the concert as an important addition to McAllen's growing cultural calendar and another step in the city's effort to attract internationally recognized performers to the Rio Grande Valley. "This December will be remarkable for the Rio Grande Valley," Alonso said. The McAllen Performing Arts Center is proud to welcome Matteo Bocelli in concert. Born in Tuscany, Italy, Bocelli grew up surrounded by music as the son of legendary tenor Andrea Bocelli. From an early age, he studied music and developed his abilities as a vocalist, pianist, and guitarist. His first major live performance came at 18 at Rome's Colosseum, an appearance that introduced audiences to a young performer beginning to build an identity of his own. Bocelli's international breakthrough came in 2018 with "Fall on Me," the duet he recorded with his father for Disney's The Nutcracker and The Four Realms. The song reached audiences worldwide and has accumulated more than 400 million streams. The collaboration put Matteo Bocelli before an international audience, but the years that followed increasingly defined him as a solo artist. In 2023, he released his self-titled debut album, Matteo. Featuring music in English and Italian and introducing listeners more fully to a sound that blends his classical upbringing with contemporary pop influences. His career has since taken him to some of the world's most recognizable stages, including the Sydney Opera House and Madison Square Garden. He also appeared at the 96th Academy Awards and, in early 2026, was crowned King of the Viña del Mar International Song Festival, adding another milestone to his growing international career. Bocelli released his second album, Falling in Love, on Decca Records in September 2025. Recorded at his home in Tuscany with producer Martin Tarafe, the project marked another stage in his artistic development, combining the musical traditions that shaped him with a warmer contemporary sound. Bocelli co-wrote each of the album's original songs with collaborators including Grammy Award-winning songwriter Amy Wadge, Toby Gad, Ian Archer and Johan Carlson. The album also reflects the personal environment in which much of the music was developed. Several songwriting sessions took place around meals at Bocelli's home in Tuscany, helping create a collection centered on intimacy, emotion and relationships. The record closes with Bocelli's interpretation of Caruso, the celebrated song by Italian singer-songwriter Lucio Dalla. The performance has also become an important part of Bocelli's live repertoire. Over the past several years, Bocelli has increasingly demonstrated that his career is not simply an extension of his father's legacy. Through his recordings, international appearances and collaborations with artists including Ed Sheeran, he has worked to establish a musical identity that recognizes his roots while moving in his own direction. "Being a Bocelli is both a privilege and a responsibility," Bocelli has said. "I've never wanted to run from my father's incredible legacy, but I do want people to hear my voice, my emotions, and my version of love. That balance between tradition and individuality is also central to his live performances." Bocelli moves between sweeping ballads and contemporary songs in English and Italian, taking on multiple roles during the performance, including vocalist, pianist, and guitarist. With his touring band and selected orchestral musicians, his concerts combine the intimacy of a singer-songwriter performance with the scale and drama of orchestral music. His McAllen appearance is expected to draw heavily on Falling in Love, while also incorporating music closely associated with his career. Alonso said Bocelli's evolution as an artist reflects many of the themes discussed during Fall for the Arts, including access to opportunity, artistic discipline, and the determination young performers need to develop an individual voice. Matteo Bocelli represents an extraordinary musical legacy, but he also represents a new voice, a new generation, and a future still being written, Alonso said. City leaders presented the December 19th concert not only as a major performance but also as part of a continued effort to expand McAllen's presence on the national and international touring circuit. The McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation will host a special pre-show wine dinner and meet and greet in connection with Bocelli's concert. The event will serve as a fundraiser for the foundation. Proceeds will support the organization's work to expand access to the performing arts, strengthen arts education, and create opportunities for young people, including through the Arts for All initiative. This is what makes an evening like this so meaningful, Alonzo said. We will welcome an internationally recognized artist to the McAllen Performing Arts Center. We will give our community an exceptional cultural experience, and at the same time, we will use that experience to open doors for the next generation. For McAllen, Bocelli's appearance represents another effort to bring major international artists directly to South Texas rather than requiring Rio Grande Valley audiences to travel to larger metropolitan markets. For Bocelli, the December performance will bring to McAllen an artist whose career continues to evolve beyond the famous surname that first attracted international attention. With classical foundations, contemporary influences, and a growing repertoire of his own, Matteo Bocelli is building a career that connects the romantic traditions of Italian music with a modern international audience. On December 19, that journey will bring him to the McAllen Performing Arts Center for a special holiday evening in the Rio Grande Valley.